Update Sunday, June 4. Before the town had time to wash off the tire marks from the first round of vandalism to the rainbow crosswalk, it has happened again. It seems nobody is surprised, and that might be the most disturbing news at all. Sow Marnie Cluckey said Friday a report had been made to the police, and that town staff would be washing off the tire marks defacing the crosswalk, installed across Anderson Lane last Monday evening in time for Pride Month. Photos of the crosswalk Friday morning showed circular tire marks defacing the vibrant, freshly applied colors in a way that seems purposeful. Photos taken Sunday show yet more fresh circular tire marks on top of the first lot. After 2 years of discussions, the crosswalk has been installed across the road used to access the NOTL Public Library and the Community Center. A story in the local published earlier this week, and posted on its village media website and Facebook page, had received more than 180 comments by Thursday afternoon, a mixture of some extremely supportive and some very strongly outspoken in displeasure of the installation. Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa, at an event Friday, was shocked to hear the crosswalk had been vandalized. He sent this statement to the local Saturday morning. As the Lord Mayor of Niagara-on-the-Lake, I am deeply disappointed by the recent damage to the new rainbow crosswalk. This symbol represents our caring and inclusive community, and defacing it undermines the values we hold dear. Staff have alerted the Niagara Regional Police Service for further investigation as they feel appropriate. Staff are also cleaning the tread marks from the crosswalk. Instead of responding with anger and division, I urge the NOTL community to respond with a spirit of forgiveness and respect. It is my hope that those responsible for defacing this symbol of unity can be guided towards understanding and acceptance. Let us stand united against discrimination, embracing this opportunity to strengthen our bonds of understanding. Together, we can create an environment where everyone feels valued, celebrated, and respected. Stephanie Bjorgen was one of the first to comment on Facebook about the installation of the crosswalk last Monday, and was thrilled to see it finally happen. I was so happy to read that it was there, I drove by it. It was beautiful, she told the local. She even encouraged her mother to go and see it, before something happens to it, anticipating a backlash. Sadly, she says, she wasn't surprised to hear it had been defaced, and had some choice words for the person who did it. I'm sad our society hasn't evolved past this point, especially in NOTL. This is such an affluent community, open, cultured, and aware. But sadly, there are people who just can't wrap their heads around anyone they see as different. She'd like to think of this town as an accepting community, she says, but to see the crosswalk vandalized, at the entrance of the community center, a location of all places, where the whole concept is that everyone in the community should be accepted, is especially disturbing. If you don't like it, she says to those who don't agree with a rainbow crosswalk, why don't you just drive by? The progressive pride design of the crosswalk is the same as the one by the Niagara Region buildings on St. David's Road, as is the pride flag flying at the town hall, with the addition of black, brown, light blue, pink and white stripes. The light blue, pink and white represent trans and non-binary individuals, and the black and brown represent marginalized people of color. The painting of this crosswalk serves as a visible reminder that all are welcome in Niagara-on-the-Lake, says Tuesday's town news release. Town Sow Marnie Cluckey, hearing of the first incident early Friday, told the local, I learned of the damage to the crosswalk this morning and have asked staff to investigate. In an email Friday afternoon, Cluckey says, while we cannot yet confirm whether the markings result from deliberate vandalism, staff have notified the Niagara Regional Police Service for further investigation and follow-up, should they deem it appropriate. Staff is working to clean the markings on the rainbow crosswalk and investigate the cause. The town is committed to celebrating diversity and supporting inclusivity, she says, and the rainbow crosswalk at the Niagara Stone Road and Anderson Lane intersection, and the bench at the Virgil Sports Park, are two ways the town demonstrates its commitment to celebrating diversity and supporting inclusivity. Niagara-on-the-Lake is a proud ally in building awareness and advocating for acceptance today and every day. As such, deliberate defacing of these rainbow infrastructures will not be tolerated. Niagara-on-the-Lake strives to be a place of belonging, acceptance, and respect for everyone. Last week, Clucky told the local a small ribbon-cutting ceremony would be held, to honor and celebrate this initiative sometime during Pride Month in June, with a date to be confirmed.